independent. Such isolation, though the source of futile and destructive quarrels, had one result for good. The narrow local patriotism which it engendered proved a matchless training in the art of civic life. Every freeborn Greek was himself a politician. The conduct of public affairs, if not always directly under his control, was transacted, at any rate, close under his eyes, and reacted swiftly on his daily life. So political thought was vigorous, self-government developed in a congenial soil, and experiments were made in the realm of pure democracy, which have ever since been the wonder of the world. Not all Greek states, however, were equally progressive. Those which, like Thebes and Sparta, lived mainly by the tilling of the land, were conservative and backward. Athens, on the other hand, which carried freedom furthest, took readily to the sea. This can have been no accident, for foreign intercourse and maritime adventure are apt, as in Elizabethan England, to breed free habits and keen wits. The Greeks, for the most part, were great mariners, plying the Levant and the Black Sea for commerce and flinging out numerous settlements on neighboring coasts. Nor is it fanciful to trace here the partial